Galatians chapter 6, where we started, the Bible says there in verse number 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. So God doesn't want us to be fooled or tricked or deceived into thinking that, hey, we could just get away with sin. We could just do whatever we want, and hey, there's no consequence, right? Everything's just fine. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Okay, God doesn't allow people just to throw around his name and to just be ridiculed and despised and mocked without any consequence. There is a consequence, and yes, there is a consequence even for believers, and who I'm preaching to this morning is a group of believers. That's why we're here. That's why we gather together on a Sunday morning with other like-minded believers to hear the Word of God and to learn from it. And one of the things we're going to learn this morning, we know that the unsaved, they have a punishment coming to them. But that's not even what this is talking about. This is not talking about salvation in Galatians chapter 6. This is talking about the way things work for the saved as well as the unsaved. This is the way that God deals with things. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is a very simple truth. Yeah, when you go and sow anything, I mean, you could sow stuff into the ground, you sow a seed in the ground, it's going to bring forth whatever you sowed. It's not going to bring forth anything different than what you sowed. Don't go, sowing grain seeds and expect to get some fruit trees or something growing out of that. That's not going to happen. Whatever it is that you're putting out there is what you're going to receive in return. And he goes on, he uses this illustration of, sowing and reaping, because it's something that everybody should understand. It's a very simple concept of planting seeds in the ground. And then whatever you receive, you don't receive just one back of that. So you sow one seed in the earth. When that grows and becomes a fruitful plant, it produces way more than what was originally put into the ground. Very simple concept, but he applies this spiritually, and he says in verse number 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And that concept that I was just talking about of receiving way more than what you plant, the Bible says, he that soweth to the wind shall reap the whirlwind. Why? Because it's multiplied. And this is something that we need to be really careful about. Because if we decide, even as believers, to go out and just sow to our flesh and commit things according to our flesh, we're going to receive back way more than what we even sowed. And that is, and we have to understand, God's not going to be mocked. Especially when you have a believer in Jesus Christ, especially when you have someone that claims to love God, to love Jesus, to go out then and sow to the flesh. Well, guess what? God's not going to be mocked by that. And you're going to be bringing upon yourself destruction. You'll be bringing upon yourself, problems to yourself. Now, it says here, sowing to the flesh. What does that mean? We'll flip back to Galatians chapter 5. We'll get a little bit of an idea of what he's talking about here. Galatians 5, look at verse number 19. The Bible says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. They're made known, which are these. And now he's going to list off a bunch of sins, a bunch of things that are considered works of the flesh. So when you're sowing to your flesh, you're doing something that's found in this list. And this isn't just all inclusive, but this is to give you a really good idea of what he's talking about. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Just so you know that he's not just saying these are the only things, he says, and such like. And look at what he says next. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I've covered the verses. There's a couple of verses that are worded like this. Or people who are staunch believers and work salvation will try to tell you, see, if you do anything in this list, then you're not saved because you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Obviously, we know there's another passage that says, and such were some of you in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and such were some of you, but you are washed, You are sanctified. You are justified. So the reason why a person can commit such things and still get to heaven is because, yes, you are worthy of hell. You are guilty of sin, that your place that you deserve is hell. But because Jesus Christ's blood washes us from those things, he makes us so that we're not these things anymore.